and Roz, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Yes, Larry Suffer, the mentalist, is still in the studio with us, joined by a very special guest. Our MD, Deirdre King, is here, and she's been very excited about die hele middagse verrigtinge en alles wat op die lig gebeur het. So sy is nou hier om self Larry se mentalism te ervaar, vooral met 'n vurk, hoor ek.
Is that the plan, boss?
That is apparently the plan. I'm excited.
What is Arfar?
Experience.
Experience.
She's here to experience your mentalism for herself.
I
yeah.
thought so. Yeah, no, because the other day I went to the toilet and on the door it said bad karma. So I thought, no way am I going into that toilet, because you have good karma, good things happen to you. Bad karma, bad things happen.
Yeah.
Yes. I find it my Afrikaans is not so good. It was bad karma, for those of you who didn't get that.
Okay, so how do you bend a thing?
So basically, I'm going to do something with you guys in studio right now, but I want everybody at home to get all broken watches that you haven't been using for a while, watches that haven't been working for a long time, and get spoons and forks. Not your heavy spoons and forks, I don't want to destroy those, but just normal spoons and forks, your stainless steel cutlery.
There you go. If you're at home at the moment, go to the coffee counter, go to the coffee cupboard. Haal 'n lepeltjie uit. Hou vas, we're coming to you.
I'm going to be doing something with you guys in studio, from the studio to your home, but it's really important that you also believe in this. So I'm going to give you an idea of what's about to happen, and we're going to do this with Deirdre here in studio. In fact, we have a fork over here. You can feel the fork. Make sure it's a normal fork. It's from your kitchen.
Yeah, it's not from my kitchen. Is it from Jacaranda's kitchen?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly. Do you want to make sure it's solid, right?
Yeah, it's a solid.
It's really solid, yeah. Yes. So I'm going to stand up for this. And let me just move this like this. Okay, cool. So, Rob, you're going to tell them what you see.
I am.
Okay, so it's a solid fork. Here we go. Watch.
He's shaking the fork up and down. Staring very intensely, and it's bending downward as it's being... Boss?
Stop.
Boss?
That's amazing.
Boss?
Thank you. And you can feel that. Make sure it's really bent. It's
I'm
not
sure
an
we're
going to
get into
yes?
trouble that we bent some forks from the kitchen, but this is bent.
That is and not just bent a little.
It's
that has folded downward. And that was quick.
Yeah, and I'm going to try and bend it even further without touching it.
Okay.
So you can see it's you can see it's pretty bent. But watch what happens.
Moving his hand up and down, and the spoon is bending.
No ways.
The entire end of the fork just
pulled
upward. Our producer has got a face on at the moment. Like he cannot believe what he has just witnessed. Owen, it's your Alice video. We're live on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
I'll bend it even further, like in the movie The Matrix. Owen, you might want to go around that side, and then you guys can all see this and tell them what you see. You've all seen The Matrix, right?
Yes.
You remember the scene where the little boy says there is no spoon? It's a very famous scene.
Yes.
I'm going to try and bend it like in that scene, but this time without the camera tricks.
Okay. Fork is there. He is literally just gesturing at it, and the fork is collapsing like a flan in a cupboard. And it's moving, and it's sinking. And, boss, are you satisfied?
I can't tell you how satisfied I am. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to get into trouble tomorrow that we bend some forks.
It's fine. It's for content. The boss won't mind. The boss is right here.
The fork is literally tried in your hand, if that's okay.
And bent over backwards about more than 90 degrees
yes,
now.
Yeah.
You're going to do it in the boss's hands.
We're going to do it in the boss's hand. It's Deirdre, yes?
Deirdre, yeah.
Deirdre, could you open up your right hand there for me, please? And pull up your right sleeve. I'm going to straighten up this fork here for you. Just a little bit of force is all that's needed. Here we go. You're going to hold on tight to the fork. I'm going to come in a little bit closer to you. And you're going to tell us when you feel an energy around your hand, like a tingling sensation. I wonder if I could get you a little bit closer toward me. Just like this. There we go. Great.
They are now very, very close together. Deirdre is holding a fork in her hands
are
that has been re-straightened.
No.
Please don't break the boss's watch.
Yes. And you're going to tell us when you feel an energy around your hand, like a tingling, fuzzy sensation.
Here we go. How's it feeling there, boss?
Do you feel something? Like a buzzing kind of electrical feel? You'll feel something, don't worry. Let me just get your mic out of the way here a little bit. And then, oh, sorry, I know it's making a little bit of a creak there, but there we go. And you're going to have to speak a little bit louder. Maybe we can catch it in either your
I'm
mic
watching
or
the
mine,
boss
yes?
grip this fork in her hands at the moment.
You're going to tell us when you feel an energy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my word.
What was that, like electricity?
It felt like static electricity along my arm.
Yeah, now just in case they're not too sure, just in case Roz and Rob is not too sure that this is really happening, I want you to close your eyes, and whenever I touch you, I want you to say yes, but nice and loud so they can hear. Here we go.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
He hasn't touched her at all, by the way.
Not one time.
He didn't touch her,
not
right?
One time.
He didn't
but
touch you once,
that, right?
Did you?
But no, it felt like literally, like somebody was like... No.
Yeah, I'm very good at long-distance relationships. What you felt, Deirdre, didn't actually touch her at all, right?
No, no.
But you felt that going up your arm. That was energy moving through into the fork, making it so soft that it melts.
It's busy spinning the fork in the boss's hand, and the fork is twisting... Sissa, nut sticky pasta. The fork has literally twisted around itself.
Yes.
In your hands.
In my hands.
It's like a corkscrew, right?
You are definitely stronger than you thought.
And Rob, you can try and physically untwist that. Can you untwist that?
Hold on. No.
I've had the strongest bodybuilders try to untwist that.
Even slightly. Can that fork be untwisted? Not that. Ekvolfluk. No.
Not possible,
absolutely
right?
Cannot twist that. I cannot twist it in the direction that he did it either. I can't untwist it.
And that happened in your hand.
I know, it was crazy. I mean, you didn't even touch it.
In your hand, Deirdre?
In my hand.
Roz, you're quite strong.
Yeah, I'm pretty strong.
You're very strong.
Nothing happening.
Now, it's next to be Nina.
Now, you've seen it warp over.
Yeah.
And you've seen a twist. In fact, you felt a twist inside your hand, Deirdre. I'm going to try and bend this a little bit differently for you. Check this out. Watch.
Third version of the bend. And the tines of the fork, one of them has fallen over. One of the tines of the fork on the outside has just collapsed completely.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.